Act 1. Scene 1. Alone in his Baker Street residence, with the aid of the violin pressed against his chin, Holmes is playing a haunting and sorrowful tune. The door opens, and Watson bundles himself in. Holmes continues playing.
Oh, I don't believe you, Holmes. London is gripped by a crime wave, and all you can do is fiddle. While Rome burns, the violin's sorrowful strings, they help me to think. Oh, there's been many robberies and burglaries. Shops, businesses, homes. Good folk are being attacked in the streets. There have even been several deaths.
I'm fully aware of the situation, Watson.
Poor Inspector Lestrade must be beside himself.
Well, he's certainly being kept busy.
The question is, can we do anything to help?
We can always assist His Majesty's policeman.
In what way, though?
You have just visited upon the Hansom Cab Company, have you not?
Hey, how could you know that?
You smell of horses, Watson, and Hansom horses have a particularly displeasing odor.
Oh, sorry about that.
Did you visit the Hansom Cab Company in response to yet another burglary?
Yes, but, of course, that's a reasonable assumption.
And what were the particulars of this particular burglary?
Simple and predictable, that the cash box was stolen.
Did anything else present itself, however unusual or insignificant that may be?
No. Oh, yes, there was something. There was a small, jagged, lightning-style mark embedded near the corner of the proprietor's desk.
Am I right in assuming the proprietor himself did not make the aforementioned mark?
Correct. He believed one of the cabbies must have sneaked into his office and done it as some sort of amusement.
But he had never noticed it before the robbery?
I believe that is the case.
Then we need to go to this Hansom Cab Company with immediate haste.
We do.
The question is, do we walk there or take a Hansom Cab?